high school looks like. We wondered if it was anything like the movies. Were there jocks in Leatherman jackets? Were there cliquey cheerleaders in uniforms? Were there crazy food fights? Or was this just the picture that the entertainment industry wanted us to believe about teenagers?
On October 17th, we left our own school to visit Roaring Fork High School in here in Carbondale. Roaring Fork is the public high school in Carbondale. The school, among other things, offers many advanced placement classes, sports, and clubs. As soon as we walked through the doors, we were asked to sign in at the front office. After we signed in, we went to wander the halls to see what we could find. Quickly, we noticed the blue lockers lining the halls and glass trophy cases filled with memorabilia for the multiple traditional high school sports that the school's athletes excelled in. This aspect of the school was similar to the image we had in our heads based on what we had seen in movies and TV shows before we had walked through the doors.
There's also lockers, which is weird to see because I'm not used to that.
Exactly. They have a lot of trophies, too, of games.
Oh, yeah.
We originally entered the school in the middle of a class period, so the halls were pretty barren. Once the class was over, though, the halls quickly filled with hundreds of students.
While we were wandering the halls, we decided to meet with our friend Grace Palomino for a quick interview. Grace is a senior at Roaring Fork. She attended our school for freshman and sophomore year and then transferred for personal reasons unrelated to our research. She has mid-length brown hair and a bright disposition. When she met with us, she was wearing a light gray suede jacket, dark pants, and heeled Chelsea boots.
I'm Grace Palomino. I'm 18 years old and I go to Roaring Fork High School.
Tell us a little bit of your backstory.
Okay, so I've lived in Carbondale for all my life. This is my second year at a public school. I have gone to private school all my life, and I transferred junior year over to the public high school. I'd say it's less of a tight-knit community. Not everyone knows each other. The relationships with the teachers, I think, are more distant than they were at CRMS. We don't do fun trips or anything, which is kind of sad. But we do have a lot of clubs here that are really fun, like Student Council and Model UN. And those are a lot different than the things that I could do at CRMS. So those are fun.
Speaking with Grace gave us insight into what it's like to attend a public high school. At the same time, it gave us more information about the differences between CRMS and Roaring Fork High School.
I think I have more of an open mind towards people from all over the place and different ethnic backgrounds, whereas I felt more isolated with a lot of the same type of kids, at my private school, rather than here. It's there's a ton of kids with different backgrounds and different life stories and struggles and achievements. So
when we were done talking to Grace, we re-entered the front of the office to sign out. As we were waiting for Flannery's mom to pick us up and bring us back to CRMS, we started to reflect on the last hour. Before we went to Roaring Fork High School, we were pretty nervous about going since we'd never experienced what a large public high school was like. While we were there, we felt out of place. The feeling we had was just like in the movies, when the new kids arrive at the school and everyone is looking at them because they're either super nerdy or they are the coolest kids ever, except that we were only there for a little bit and weren't there as new students. It was so obvious that we were not students there. I was wearing a CRMS sweatshirt, which added to the feeling of being an outsider. When someone passed us, I tried to cover the logo with my hair. After we had signed out, we felt relieved. We were ready to get back to our comfort zone after being out of it. We were so used to our cozy little bubble at CRMS that we didn't know how to react to being at Roaring Fork.
But for someone who was a student at Roaring Fork, they would probably feel similarly out of place if they had spent time at CRMS. We knew our high school experience was different than that of others, but we had no idea how different it was until we saw it for ourselves.
Our reflection was interrupted by this skater boy with dirty blonde hair outside in the parking lot. He looked Flannery in the eyes and decided to charge us with his bicycle. It was a scary moment as we saw the bicycle approach us faster and faster, but suddenly he turned away as if taunting us for not being from this school. As we returned to CRMS, we felt a bit shaken up by our experience. Back at CRMS, I knew I was physically there, but my thoughts and emotions were still focused on my experience at Roaring Fork. I almost felt like my body was at CRMS and my mind was still awkwardly sitting over at Roaring Fork.
After reflecting on our experience of wandering the halls at a public school, we questioned if all public schools were the same, or if a change of size and location influenced the high school experience. So we decided to contact Bellamy Richardson. She's a senior at the Hunter College High School in New York City. We were connected with Bellamy by a mutual friend, and we were curious about learning more about her daily life in New York and how that influenced her high school experience.
It is really interesting to go there also because it's a little bit like far away from where I live, and it's not like a neighborhood school, but I do get to be around kids who live all over the city, which is really cool because like some of my best friends live in Queens, some of them live in the Bronx, and I live in Manhattan. So that's really interesting.
Bellamy gave us quite a bit of information about what it is like to be a teenager in an urban area. In the interview, she expressed how important it is for her to have a lot of diversity in her school because she is able to make friends from all walks of life. At boarding school, I've been able to live and make friends with people from many different states and countries. I think this is an important thing to experience as a teenager because it allows you to open your mind to all kinds of perspectives and also find things that connect us all no matter where you're from.
After talking to a bunch of teens, we thought it might be helpful to talk to a professional to find an adult perspective on the teenage experience. We contacted our school counselor, Ashley Smith, to see if we could ask her a few questions. She has light brown hair with a comforting personality, which she shows through her motherly nature.
But I think the reason you guys are a healthy community in general is that we have so many good supports in place here. We call them like protective factors. So your relationships with each other, your relationships with the adults, the teachers on campus, the support you get, like you have a mental health counselor on staff. You know, your teachers care about you and are always available. The physical activity you get, the food you eat, the trips you take, just the whole school in general promotes like well-being for you guys. So I think that's partially, does that make sense? Like kind of why you guys are a pretty healthy community. We see that there's a rise in anxiety, which is the number one mental health issue. There's a rise in anxiety kind of, but countrywide, we're seeing a rise in anxiety. And I see that here too. So I see more issues around anxiety, depression, with kind of underlying trauma. And I'm seeing more anxiety than I used to at school. But overall, I think we're a really healthy community.
We also interviewed the mental health counselor at Roaring Fork. Roaring Fork High School's mental health counselor is a woman named Andrea Pazdera. She has short hair and a calming personality.
My name is Andrea Pazdera. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have a PhD in marriage and family therapy, and I am a full-time mental health clinician at Roaring Fork High School. So some trends of resilience that I see are any students that have connections to a supportive adult, friends who support their goals, other aspects of success are students that have goals, like want something more for their life, have a reason why they are making the choices that they're making. And then you want themes on struggle as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the themes I see on struggle are students that don't value who they are, that don't really have genuine self-worth. Sometimes I see struggles students are having struggles at home. They're having struggles with stress or depression. Recently, I've had several students that were struggling with where they were on the sexuality continuum or the gender continuum. That's not as frequent, but it's been something that's popped up more recently.
Hearing Ms. Pazdera talk about the struggles that students at Roaring Fork face helped us figure out some similarities between the two schools. We noticed that some of the similar struggles were the rising levels of anxiety and depression because of kids feeling they don't have a support system. This was surprising for us because we thought that some of the biggest issues teenagers would face in high school would be about staying away from stereotypes like the popular kid, the jock, or the nerd.
We decided to think about our own high school experiences. As seniors, we have naturally been reflecting on the last 4 years as we look forward towards our futures. We both have had a similar high school experience that varies mostly based on our different backgrounds. At CRMS, I was able to find a good group of friends. At my old school, many of my friends from my childhood had either moved away or grown interested in different things than I had. When I got to a point where I was struggling so much with motivation that I was considering not returning to school, I imagined what it would be like to not see these people every day. This gave me the encouragement I needed to push through the year and come back this year. At my old school, where I was for 6th through 9th grade, I don't think I would have had this encouragement. My public school was the only secondary school option in Ridgeway, Colorado. The building housed the classes of 6th through 12th graders due to the low population of the town. Because of this, I never had an entirely traditional public high school experience despite the fact that I attended public high school for a year. Many of the teachers left the school after a year or less of teaching there. This meant that I was able to see a lot of different teaching styles, but it also meant I was never able to establish tight bonds with teachers. At CRMS, though, I've been able to bond with teachers as well as students. This means I am able to communicate with my teachers easily to ask questions and get help with assignments. I was unsuccessful in public school because of learning challenges I have. I was diagnosed with dyslexia and ADD at a young age. On top of this, I had a stroke at the end of 8th grade that made my first year of high school very hard. I needed a more supportive environment. I was able to find support and succeed at CRMS. I have found academic support through the school's instructional support program. When I am struggling with an assignment, I can bring it to instructional support to get help. Once, I had an essay about Othello that I was really struggling with. I tried to write it on my own at first. When I was unsuccessful at that, I brought it to instructional support, where Lane Erickson, who is the teacher for IS, sat down with me and assisted me in choosing good sources and quotes for the essay, as well as checking my grammar and spelling as I went along. My friends here have also been very supportive in other aspects of my life. They have helped encourage me to continue my schooling, as well as supporting me emotionally. Recently, when I was very stressed out by an assignment I had, I chose to go sit down and talk with some of my friends. They calmed me down through humor and assuring me that I could get through the assignment if I tried. This conversation also took my mind off of the assignment for a little bit and calmed my nerves.
Through my life, I've always struggled in new environments, whether it's in a social situation like meeting new people or making conversations with people I don't know very well. It's hard for me. Also, trying new things like a sport or even something as simple as riding a bike was hard for me. This made me a very shy person, since I was terrified of saying the wrong thing or not being good enough to be around people. For me to make the decision to leave Tulum, Mexico, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula, to live at boarding school in the U.S. at the age of 14 was very much out of my comfort zone. I chose to come to CRMS for several reasons, one being that I wanted a new start from the way kids thought of me back home. They thought I was not fun enough because I had trouble talking. I felt like I wasn't important enough to make notice of. Another reason I decided to come to CRMS was I wanted to have the desire to learn and be excited about going to school. And something about being in the outdoors and the teaching style at CRMS made me choose it for high school. Being at CRMS has not been easy for me, since my social anxiety was a thing that continued to follow me. I can be known to be very shy and quiet, but it's when I warm up to people that I show my true personality. Over the 4 years that I've been at boarding school, I've learned to open myself up to people. Freshman year, I remember being so nervous to meeting my roommate, especially since I'm an only child. Sharing a room was a new experience. It took both Marjorie and me, who was my roommate, a whole month before we actually started to hang out. The first experience we had of hanging out was going to Target to find decorations for our room, and after that we became really good friends. Now I feel more comfortable talking to people and sharing my opinions on topics, and I show my personality without feeling judged. For me, people are one of the best support systems you can have, especially when you don't feel good. I'm so happy that my 14-year-old self decided to take a leap of faith, because although I continue to struggle with anxiety problems, I have also had the opportunity to find my own strength in being who I am to everyone, not just people that I trust. When I think back on all the different opinions that people had, I realized that we had more in common than what I originally thought. Some similarities are that Roaring Fork and CRMF both have good support systems for students. One of the main things that both counselors stressed was the importance of support systems. Both schools also have good sports programs and good academics.
However, the biggest similarity that we can relate to is the anxiety that is caused by the academic pressures teenagers face at school. I did not realize that anxiety was such a widespread epidemic until this came up in our interviews. I'm Flannery Martin.
And I'm Morgana Peterson. Thanks for listening.
This is Katie and Kay. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Our mission is to empower young people from diverse backgrounds to express themselves, build self-confidence, and develop leadership skills through community broadcasting. If you just tuned in, you have been listening to students from the Colorado Rocky Mountain School in Eric Skeef's Creative Nonfiction and Radio English class. And I want to say thanks to Flannery and Morgana for presenting that podcast on what makes a good high school experience. Thanks so much for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
So I seriously thank you for such a heartfelt podcast and for sharing so much about your life as a high school student. I think that podcast was very brave. So thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Kate and Kay listeners really appreciate it. How did you guys decide on that topic?
So we actually started by looking at more just general teenage culture, like we were going to talk about music and clothes and stuff, and then we decided that was too broad, so we decided to narrow it down a little bit and talk more about high school because it was easier to get interviews that way and stuff.
It was like something we could relate to because we also are going to this boarding school, so it's not like kind of when we were talking in the podcast about it's not very traditional or it's not what you really see on movies and stuff. So we were kind of curious, like, what is it like really? Because we don't get to experience that, but it's like intriguing that this is what we're being told in every day. So,
right. Yeah. So was it intimidating going over to the Roaring Fork High School or did you enjoy that?
It was intimidating, especially because we didn't know what to expect. And then, also going there and having to interview some kids and just kind of walking around overall was cool for but also kind
we
of like
felt very
out of our comfort
place.
Zone because yeah. CRMS is very tight-knit community and it's definitely a different experience going to a different school, but it was like really cool to see how other schools work.
Okay, so it sounds like it was challenging, but you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What else did you enjoy about the process?
We got to reunite with an old schoolmate, Grace Palomino, and that was nice to kind of hear the comparisons between her story, like how her experience at CRMS went and like kind of how she's doing now. And it was nice to kind of have a friend on that, like on that school, so we could interview her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to add about the podcast? What, anything, any shout outs you want to give?
We want to thank Eric Skeef for giving us the opportunity to kind of investigate this like theme that we wanted to, and also like everybody that we interviewed. Thank you so much. So yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think we summed it up.
You covered it. Well. All right. Well, ladies, thanks so much for being here today and for presenting that wonderful podcast on a good high school experience. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I want to say thank you to all the 15 students over at Colorado Rocky Mountain School, CRMS here in Carbondale, who presented their podcasts on KDNK the past 2 weeks during the Andy Zinke Youth Empowerment Program. And a very special thanks to your teacher, who could not be here today, Eric Ski, for creating a curriculum for his students to explore storytelling and podcasting, because the students shed a lot of great light on very important topics that impact our community. If you want to hear all the stories, you can visit kdnk.org and click on the Andy Zinke Youth Empowerment Program, and you can hear all the stories that have been presented the last 2 weeks. So again, thanks for tuning in to the Andy Zinke Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK this afternoon. Stay tuned for Geek Speak coming up at 4:30.